The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yo, listen up, I got a story to tell about a man named Tyler who's living in his own hell. Tax evasion's his game, dodging every bill he owes, but the IRS is on his tail, watching every move he throws. He's a serial baby daddy, spreading his seed like a pro, leaving kids all over town everywhere he goes. But he never learned a lesson to wrap it up tight. Now he's dealing with those court cases, trying to make things right. Tax evasion, baby daddy drama. His life's a mess. Wage garnishment in court cases, he's under duress. Tyler can't play him with fire, burning all his bridges down. But karma's coming for him, it's time to face the crowd.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four. Get on up.
Wow.
Get on up.
Get up.
Wow. That's harsh.
Oh, well, someone's out for you. I don't know who wrote that one, but man. Man, oh, man. That's Martin Kim's show. Anonymous band submitting all these songs to us to play on the radio from the things they hear and the things they see and the things they must know.
They're getting a little personal on all of us.
Well,
except for you.
Interesting how that happened.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah. Well, you know.
Seem to be have it out for you and I.
Well, I guess when the two of you show out the way you do, I just sit here. I sit here on the sidelines.
You just sit there on the sidelines.
Huh. What's the story of the week? That I was afraid to be in front of a dead body funeral? Huh? What does that make me? Just a sweet little man?
Sweet little man. Yeah, when I think of Mark, I think sweet little man.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
It actually is, and you know it, so don't lie.
Sweet little man.
Oh.
All right, sweet.
Tell me about Mark.
He's a
sweet little man.
Yeah. He is a sweet little man. All right, he's a sweet big man. Well, good morning. Welcome. Yeah, 558, Tax Evasion Blues was the song submitted to us from some anonymous listener here on the Mark and Kim Show on this Wednesday morning.
Sounded a little bit like the Baby Daddy Blues.
The wage garnishment, court cases blues.
What is up with that?
Yeah. Gee, many Christmas. There's a lot we must not know. So cooler today, about 75. It got warm yesterday. It was 85, 84.
Took it a while.
Well, it was cloudy to start, and we'll see about 75 today. Chances of rain are at 40% today. It looks like the best chance for rain is today and Friday. Back into the heat tomorrow, 85 fun loving degrees over, buddy. And then 75 on Friday, 67 on Saturday, 61. So quite autumnal when we get back on Sunday.
There's that word.
He wanted that for the ridiculous catchphrases, the Mark Madness.
Thought we were done with that for the year, maybe, but...
Done with what, autumnal?
For this, well, if the weather, of the year.
The weather falls to 61 with the overnight load of 45.
It is autumnal.
Well, there you have it.
Everybody?
I speak the truth. I speak the truth, just like...
Truthful little man.
Oh, absolutely. I am a truthful little man.
About a man named Tyler who's living in his own hell. Tax evasion's his game.
And this is right up your trap music and everything, just like...
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Tim, you don't know what the hell trap music is. He's a serious Describe trap.
It's a trap. They're setting traps.
Oh, it's a trap, yes. It's the baby mama trap music is what it is.
The only trap I know is from Scooby-Doo.
Then don't co-sign things you don't know.
Oh, yeah! I love that trap. I used to do my cage dancing to some trap.
It has a good beat. I can dance to it.
Yeah. All right. So Mark and Kim will be back. We got some morning Did You See's coming up next right here on Starwater 2.1. There is some OJ news in the Did You See's this morning. After saying... that the Goldmans would get nothing and like it, the attorney who will be handling the estate of O.J. Simpson says that the Goldman family claims will be accepted. So when O.J. was criminally acquitted, he was not convicted of the murders of Nicole and Ron, did not go to jail for that, but then was sued by the family. In a civil court, it's 51-49, not beyond a reasonable doubt. It created enough reasonable doubt in the criminal case against O.J. Simpson that they didn't convict him. Plus, there's a lot of other things that the jury, look, it's in depth, it's long, it's terrible. In the civil case, though, he was found responsible for the murders. Hence, the decision was you will pay the Goldman family $33.7 million. Never did.
But I thought that now the lawyer is saying that they'll accept the Goldman family's conditions. But
not conditions. The civil judgment will be accepted by the state, the estate.
But I thought the executor, so this lawyer is not the executor?
Yes, he is.
Okay, but I thought they've said ever since his death that the executor said he would make sure the family got nothing.
And now the new statement today, this is new news. This is breaking news now.
So they've changed.
This is called Did You See Kim?
Okay.
Obviously you didn't.
No, because they've said they're
not. Now he's saying in a reversal, and he's walking back his original phone call he had with the magazine and said they will get nothing effectively and like it. Now he says, I can tell you in advance, Fred Goldman's claims will be accepted and his claim will be handled in accordance with Nevada law. So if the civil court found that he was liable for the murders, so he has to pay. So whatever there is, and TMZ says OJ had less than millions, but Goldman's will get paid now, says the executor.
So it could all go to them.
So when you have an estate, people can file claims against the estate. That's why in a time of probate, they have to run an ad. If you could file a claim against this, like if he owes you money for something like that, then you do that then. Mm-hmm. And then they'll adjudicate whether or not you can get paid on that. Well, the longstanding, since 1999, verdict of $33.7 million is unsettled at this point. And there's not enough money that OJ has or had to satisfy which has grown exponentially.
Yeah.
Or as we used to hear, exponentially. love him. bingo. Pratso. Sorry, I should stop that. Is almost close to $100 million now. So they'll never get that money.
Oh, not all of it. Yeah.
And kind of in the other, did you see that OJ's Bronco may sell for $1.5 million?
I did see that.
It's not OJ's Bronco, by the way. It's the Bronco driven by Al Cowlings, OJ's best friend at the time of the low-speed Bronco chase, but it's here in East Tennessee. And I have more information that Ricky Research.
Ricky Research,
couldn't come up with to save his damn life. Is at the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge. Did you know there was an Alcatraz East Crime Museum? Alcatraz East Crime Museum?
No.
In Tennessee, in Pigeon Forge. Okay, the answer to that would be...
I didn't know it was called that, no.
I understand that. That's why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the owners of that are thinking about selling, hoping that it'll get at least $1.5 million for it. They've had offers up to $750,000 in the past, and now there's a renewed interest, obviously, with all things OJ seeing that he just passed. Yeah. Without finding the real killers, by the way. At least OJ can now go to his grave knowing that the real killer's dead. At least he could do that. They claim the plan was always to sell this year because it's the 30th anniversary of the chase. OJ's death was just a coincidink and possibly a lucrative one. If you want to reach out to Alcatraz East.
Okay.
And see if there's anybody that would like to come on the radio and talk about this stuff.
Definitely reach out.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you need me to find a number for you?
Okay, producer boy.
No, I'm looking it up right now.
Sugars. Give me a break. You look at me like, hey, I'm just sitting here enjoying these stories. Why should I ever think to go look up somebody and maybe get them as a guest on the show to talk about having the O.J. Simpson white Bronco?
I have the number right here now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they'll drive the Bronco here.
Remember the whole Kelsey Ballerini thing about leaving messages making a phone call, getting the voicemail, and then not leaving a message?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I don't leave messages.
Oh, yeah? Well, then how do you expect people to call you back?
I've been leaving messages ever since.
Yeah, you know what we haven't had since?
What?
An interview.
Oh.
I mean, if we're going to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Might as well be honest about everything. So I guess at some point, any face-to-face customer service interaction will or should involve tipping. Because if you think about it, there are some interactions face-to-face with customer service where they actually do more for you than the server does at a restaurant. Now, keep in mind, the server has always been paid like $2.13, mm-hmm. dependent upon tips because it's a thing.
Yeah.
But you've been to some restaurants where you don't get a lot of interaction with the server. It's a quick meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it is a sit down, but maybe a drink refill and a bringing of the food to the table. Is it worth 15% of a very expensive meal? If an airline passenger is claiming that they were extorted for a tip by the check-in counter, and that check-in counter person did a favor for them, isn't that an acceptable place to tip? Especially if they've done... Look, this story is... I feel I can be on the fence on this one. An airline passenger says they were at a United ticketing counter in Newark, New Jersey. The agent said their checked bag was a half pound too heavy. The agent said, don't worry. I don't see anything. Mm-hmm. And then gave them a high five. The customer thought they were getting a nice break. But then he said, the customer service agent, you can leave a tip right here, pointing to a spot on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Customer asked if he was for real. Guy said, yeah. So the guy pulls out a fin.
Because he could have been
as he used to call it. What's a fin?
20?
No, dude. Five spot.
Oh, just a five?
Five, yeah. That's a fin,
not
right?
Not going to work.
A fin?
I think
why
so.
Why is it called a fin?
I don't know. Because it starts with the letter F?
No.
And I? F-I? Pulls out a fiver, lays it on the counter. The customer said didn't care at first, but later felt weird about it, especially since they were pretty sure that their bag was not overweight.
Ooh.
They said they don't know what happened, but they weighed it when they got home, and it was 44 pounds, which you can believe because anytime I come home from vacation, I weigh more. As opposed to the bag weighing less.
Probably does too.
If you think about it, more than likely you picked up something on vacation and put it in your bag. Yeah. So I don't know if it's actually weighing less than it actually, mm-hmm. before vacation. They thought they may have been scammed, so they reported it to United on their website. United had not responded by the time the story was printed. They told the story online, and naturally people are saying this was not cool. And unless this ever happens, people should just ask for a supervisor. Well, then you become a Karen, right?
Yeah.
Give me your supervisor. I want to talk to a supervisor.
And is he sure he took it the right way? Because it was the guy just kidding. Oh, you can just put a tip there,
Mm-hmm.
Because, some people kid like that.
No one makes you tip. Now, granted, there are situations that you should tip. And if you eat at a restaurant and you're a sit-down restaurant, you need to tip.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. I don't care what your culture says.
Absolutely.
I don't care who you think you are.
Yeah.
I don't care even if you got what you can say. Look, the service, the waiter needs to kick your ass at the table and leave you bloody before you don't leave a tip.
Absolutely.
All right? Maybe then you're down to about 3% on the tip.
And if that happens, you need to be calling somebody else anyway.
If you can't get up and protect yourself, that's your own problem. Mm. Nonetheless... Tipping at restaurants, completely acceptable. Tipping everywhere else, becoming more acceptable, oddly. Oddly, it is. But maybe read the situation and then tip accordingly, or just don't tip. I don't tip when I get my coffee at the drive-thru, when I get my coffee. I don't.
Mm.
I don't tip.
I don't either.
Because there really is no tipping option when you just let them boop your phone. Boop, no tip. They've got the tip jars. Now I can reach in, but... just drawing a coffee, and I just get a black coffee. I just, they do, they're pulling back on a tap.
They don't do all the fancy stuff.
They're right, ain't doing nothing to it. Now, if I got a 17-step coffee, then maybe. But the 17-step coffee is $17. Do I want to tip on the $17 coffee?
Yeah.
Which, of course, I don't drink. So, tipping culture, I don't know if it's an all-new low, but there will be tipping backlash, and I think servers will be not sorry for it, but they'll be the victim of it.
Yeah.
Tipping culture
definitely
will affect the people that actually need tips to survive.
Pushed too far.
I'm sorry?
We've been pushed too far.
Oh,
at
you
some
said
point.
That like a statement, like that was a sign in your house.
Pushed too far.
Pushed period, two period, far period. Which knob in the house is that hanging off of?
It's
which
not.
You sure?
I'm sure. We were talking about tipping, and you'd think we've talked about tipping so much there would be no more tipping to talk about. Mm-hmm. But I have a question.
What is it?
I went to a place yesterday, they was counter service.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk in and you can go straight to the counter and place your order.
Yep.
They just flip the iPad around. You mm-hmm. can, they hand you your order. You can tip.
Sure.
Okay. Or when you go in, you can bypass the counter, go over to another counter, your own iPad, place an order.
Okay.
And you can choose not to tip.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to choose not to tip if you're not right there in front of the person, right?
Right. But you don't think that they don't know that you didn't tip, do you?
Oh, I know they know. But I go over there.
Because I would assume that on the receipt that they get to fill your order. Well, you know what? You get a cash receipt. They get an order receipt. They may not see that you didn't tip.
I don't know. But
you were at the McDonald's, weren't
then
you?
I wasn't. Oh, okay. Then
it was
I had
kiosk thing.
But so. I ended up having no tipper's remorse because I went over and I ordered just what I would have ordered at the. It's a specialty item, sort of. I mean, they only serve one thing. Okay, so I go over to the counter.
A restaurant that serves only one thing.
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh.
It's a specialty shop.
It's a restaurant where you got food.
I got a specialty item, yes. You go in and you can either walk straight up to the counter where the person is, or you can go over to another counter where there's just like three iPads, you order. It's made so that if there's a line, you can just go over and bypass the line.
I'm trying to figure out which store sells one thing.
So I go over there, I place my order, and then I wait. They call my name, I go up, I've paid and everything, they hand me my box, I go out.
I'm thinking Krispy Kreme.
Then I get in my car, and I think, should I have tipped? Because I did the exact same thing that I would have done at the counter. They did the exact same thing.
Hmm.
Now, they have them pre-made, put them in a box, hand them to me.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't Krispy Kreme.
Was donuts, though?
No.
Oh.
So I get, but should I have tipped? I go to the side counter, whether it's busy or not.
Well, I think this shows off your personality.
Okay.
This shows off your character.
Okay.
You hate for people to think something of you that's not true, but then to find out it actually is true. You're a bit of a Karen because you didn't tip, but if you were face-to-face, you would have tipped.
No, I didn't tip when I went to the counter either.
It's a character reveal. You said you would tip face-to-face.
No. I said it's easier not to tip when I'm not face-to-face with
them. Well, that
means I don't tip in this place anyway.
But that would mean that you would tip if you were face-to-face.
No, I don't tip in this place anyway.
Similar to the way when she does YMCA, she does the C for herself.
Yeah.
Not for the audience looking at her.
Because she's a narcissist.
That's right. Well, you know, we all have a bit of narcissist in us.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that.
Well, we all do, but then some of us have more than others.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm a full-on narcissist, though.
Now, I had a tipping question as well. Now, I was treated badly at Dick's Last Resort. And I didn't know.
Oh, wait, hold on.
What?
We are running out of time. Are you going to tell him or am I going to tell him?
Hold on.
The sentence was, he spoke the words. Don't say another word. Don't say anything else.
Okay.
I was treated badly at Dick's Last Resort. Okay, I have something. I'm sorry. Kim has something scheduled for 7 o'clock.
Oh, I'll move it.
We'll forego that.
I'll move it along.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me make sure he understands this. You do know that being treated badly at Dick's Last Resort is a thing.
What?
Being treated poorly by the servers at Dick's Last Resort is part of the ambiance. Okay, hold on. You just stand by.
Oh, my gosh.
Just stand by. I'll let you collect yourself. Do not search online.
Just sit right there.
Hold on. Let me guess. Were you victimized?
Oh, yeah.
At Dick's Last Resort?
Yeah, it was horrible service.
Who's going to tell him? I guess we will next.
I guess.
Oh, you're so funny. Just tell the story. We're talking about tipping in the last hour and... I have a tipping story. I was treated badly at Dick's Last Resort.
I was.
Okay. Tell the story.
Okay. I went to Dick's Last Resort with my female cousin because we had to go to Nashville for...
I don't care.
Okay. But anyway, and they had the nerve to say, you all are in a relationship. You all are from Tennessee.
Right.
I didn't get any refills. They were just very rude. The biggest
thing.
Was
this your first time at Dick's Last Resort?
Yeah. But they did not get a refill?
Would it be your last time at Dick's Last Resort?
I never went back.
Did they put a funny hat on you and write something?
They did. I don't remember what it was, but I know it was disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
You going to tell him? Or am I going to tell him? Because I'll tell him.
Oh, I'll tell him too, but I want to hear what else happened.
Oh, that's all. Look, they knew she was your quote female cousin.
Yes, and
did you wear t-shirts? Hi, this is my female cousin.
No, I did not.
How do you make it clear that this is my female cousin?
Because it came up like, hey, who's this? Is this your girlfriend? I was like, no, this is my cousin. Like, oh, well, you are in Tennessee.
Okay.
I was like, excuse me?
Wow.
And then I didn't get a refill, and I had a Philly cheesesteak, and it was a little bit dry, and I needed something to wash it down with, and I couldn't get a single refill the entire time I was there.
Question. Did you ask for a refill?
No. It's not my job to ask for a refill.
If you'd like a refill, all you have to do is say, can I get a refill?
And I bet they would have brought you
one. And even at Dick's Last Resort, they'll bring you a refill. They may pour it over your head.
Yeah.
Or in your lap. Oh.
Did they toss any food or anything?
No, they didn't toss any food or anything like that. But the way he was acting towards me, I didn't expect them to give me a refill if I asked for it.
Did you not notice that maybe others were also treated poorly at Dick's Last Resort?
No, I was worried about my table.
Of course you were. The least observant human other than Kim in the world didn't realize.
Had your cousin ever been there before either?
No. She's probably never went back either.
She's probably never went back either. Hell yeah, man. That's right. Come on. You're putting me on.
No.
You're telling me in a meal that lasts, 45 minutes to an hour?
Mm-hmm. This one was probably quicker because I just wanted to get out of there.
Had someone suggested that you go there?
Someone text in. Someone tell him. Text us 656-7827. Just tell him.
Someone told you to go there?
No, we were just walking down Nashville. We were walking through Nashville, and I was like, oh, let's go here.
Hold on. Holding hands?
No.
Well,
no.
You know, you are from Tennessee.
Yeah. But that was so, he didn't even know me, and he was going to sit there and act like I'm...
So you prefer he knew you? Would you prefer that he knows you?
Well, I prefer him not to assume that I'm in a relationship with my cousin. That was the first strike. Then it was the refill. And then, of course, just throwing my food on the table.
She asked if you threw food.
Food wasn't thrown, but imagine it's plated and it's just plop, boom. Plopped on the table.
Right. Maybe it was a new server.
Seemed testy. The server was testy.
Oh, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's the tipping story? I mean, what's the tipping question? Did you tip?
No.
Oh,
you said you just heard about the service. Why would I give him any type of tip whatsoever? And I didn't get a refill. That was the biggest
thing.
Let
the refill go.
Yeah, we know you didn't get a refill. A
lot of times in even fancy restaurants, you should just ask for the refill.
Yeah, maybe they're busy or something. Should I read the description of Dick's Last Resort?
Have you brought that up?
I have.
Oh, let's look at that.
Patrons of Dick's Last Resort are expected to be insulted or placed in uncomfortable situations. Mm-hmm. A staple of Dick's is their handmade paper hats with insults written on them given to diners to wear during their stay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Guests could have napkins and straws thrown at them by the serving staff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Audrey says from Maryville, there's no way he's serious. Misty from Knoxville. That's the point of the restaurant. They're supposed to treat you like crap, LOL. Tasha, bless his heart.
That doesn't excuse not getting a refill. I'm sorry.
Damn, dude.
Told you to forget the refill.
Do me a favor. Run down to Bohangles for us.
Get him a refill.
Get him something. Get him something to drink.
Gosh.
You got three things working over there probably. Give him a refill of that.
Yeah, really. Here, take mine.
Amber, it's their job to treat you rudely. Yes, man. It's all about the experience.
That was a terrible experience.
Becky G. Becky, I've never been to Dick's. I refuse to go. I got bullied enough when I was in high school. Thank you, LOL. Come on, Becky. It's all fun. It's theater. You went to a theater. You know that it's a dinner theater,
that's
right?
That's part of the show.
That's a dinner theater.
Okay, let's say that's the case. Okay. I still need a refill.
Oh, my God, dude. All right, so here's the deal. I got two contestants ready to play the list. One named Spencer and one named Kathy. Today, Kathy and Spencer are playing for...
a $25 gift card to Buddy's Barbecue, smoking since 1972.
You know, you put on your dumb guy voice when you do that, by the way. You know, it's smoking.
Doesn't that sound like something a dumb guy would say? Smoking since 1972.
Well, we've always wondered about you, so now we know.
Visit one of their 14 Knoxville area locations today.
Tyler once said that we should check her for dangly bits. So,
oh, gosh.
The only dangly bits I have are from my ears.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Spencer, good morning, and I'm sorry you have to listen to this. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How about you?
Good. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
I'm about to hand a list to Kim. She's going to try to describe this list to you over 75 seconds.
Good luck to us all.
Try to get as many out of 10 as possible. Yeah, you have not been on your game recently when it comes to the list.
Actually, I think the girls have won.
I'm kidding. And then, of course, listen in, Spencer. At the end of the round, you get a chance to steal some points. by remembering things that they had to skip or pass at the end of the round or run out of time for at the end of the round. So you may steal some points.
I understand.
I know you do, brother. Kathy, are you ready?
Yes.
On your markers, get set, go.
This is when you're out in the very, 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 very cold temperatures and you get this and you can't get warm. And so it's very dangerous and they have to come and... Okay.
Wow.
This is an animal at the zoo, and it's very big, and it's not a walrus, and it's not a elephant.
A seal.
No, it's a very big animal on land. It's not in water, and it has...
Elephant.
No, it's not an elephant. It's not a walrus. It's a... You know, they move very slowly.
A hippo.
Yes, but the law. Yes, that's it. Okay, this is when someone is very upset, said, and they used to call women this all the time, and women hate to be called this. And it's also something that if you're.
A nag.
No. It's also if you're laughing and you just can't stop laughing, and it's something.
Cackling.
No, if something is very funny, or if someone is crazy, or, you know, it's very.
It's hilarious.
Keep going. It's also if somebody
Harping.
If someone is not really pregnant but they think they are, and it's called this from the way back. I'm trying to think of all the things. Okay. This is when someone is
Sorry, guys. I think
the girls won last time. I think the girls.
Well, we didn't win the list last time because it was the OJ list, and we got none.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't do well last time.
No, but we've been winning the games.
Scoremaster Steve.
I don't know if she gave enough for that last one, but so there's three that Spencer can steal. Kathy got one.
Spencer?
I got hypothermia and hyena.
No. Well, that was
a good guess.
That's funny because that was coming up, but the word was
hysterical.
Hysterical. Read the list, Kim.
It is hypothermia, which he got, hippopotamus, which she got, hysterical, hyperactive, hybrid, hype, hyena, hymen.
Oh, God. It's a thing.
I can only imagine me trying to explain that.
Well, if you would move on sometimes when you spend 30 seconds on one word, maybe if you moved on to the easier stuff, then maybe possibly.
Thank you for your coaching, sir. Hymns and, or him and hydrogen.
Him.
Him. Hymns.
Oh, yes.
Like hymns.
Okay.
You made the list.
I don't remember. Then I remember I wrote HYMN, not HIM. I thought it was HIM. And there's a product line called Hymns, and I thought, did I write that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, you did
for
not.
For Hymns.
All right.
Scoremaster Steve.
As of right now, it's tied up 1-1.
Hell of an effort.
This should be easy. All right, Spencer, on your mark. Get set, go.
Okay, this is... rats will jump off of a...
Rats?
No, think about a something in the water that floats. And if it's going down, it is doing what?
A boat.
But a larger one of those, like a cruise blank, is what?
Ship.
Okay, and if it's going down, it is doing what? If it's going
sinking.
Down. Yes, and so rats will jump
it's
off of
it. Ship.
Yes, for God's
sinking
sake.
Ship.
All right. This is what they will tell the crew and the passengers. If it is, in fact, sinking, they will say this. They will say this, leave. You need to leave. You need to leave the boat. So that is, oh, help us. I'll pass that one. I'll pass this one.
Yep.
Carnival, Norwegian, Disney, you're on board A. You're taking an all-inclusive. Yes, but the big boat.
Cruise ship.
Yes. At the end of the season, you have won the. If you've won all the games, you have won the.
Season.
We are the
champion.
And so the whole thing that they've won is the
championship.
Yes. Holy crap, holy!
Ooh.
Scoremaster Steve.
Spencer was able to get four. There's one that Kathy can steal.
It doesn't matter.
Not
nope.
Gonna
it
be
doesn't
enough.
Matter.
Mm-mm.
I should become a dentist.
Because you're pulling teeth over there.
I pulled all of Spencer's teeth out of his flipping head. I skipped shipyard. Hold your tongue and say that. Friendship, free shipping. We got to sinking ship, and this thing became a sinking ship quickly. Abandoned ship, trying to get you to say. Would you have stolen that point, Kathy, for abandoned ship? Would you have had that one?
I was gonna say abort.
Okay, well.
I think my mind was trying to get there.
Speaking of hymen. All right, ship, ship lap, cruise ship, championship. Worship still to come and shipment. Kathy, get off my phone. Spencer, congratulations. Off you go to Buddy's Barbecue.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Who gets to ride the lightning rod at Dollywood?
About to find out right now on Star 102.1, the radio station giving away one day passes and gold season passes. It's a hella deal, baby. It's a hella deal as I go to caller number 10. Hello.
Hello.
Caller number 10.
Yeah.
What is your name?
I am Crystal Bartley.
Well, hello, Crystal Bartley. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
We got one of the big...
to be here.
Okay, yeah. We got one of the big... one of the big fancy spin the prize wheel things right here at our feet.
Let's do it.
I'm going to ask you to spin that thing. And when I reach down there and give that thing a spin... Oh, actually, if you want Kim to spin it, you can ask Kim to do... Don't ask Tyler to do anything, though.
Just, no. Yeah. Just,
yeah, he might get offended by the way you ask or something, because, you know, Dick's Last Resort really threw him for a loop, so...
Still waiting on that refill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. and better customer service. All right, Krista, who you want spinning that thing, Mark or Kim?
Let's go for it, Mark.
Oh, yeah, baby. You know, yesterday I won somebody 1 day passes, not the gold season passes. But she said,
"Still great,
spin that day."
Oh, it's a win-win. Yeah, spin it.
1 day gold season. 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 1 day. 1 day passes, Crystal.
Woo!
1 day passes. There's no losers here other than Tyler. Congratulations.
Yep.
You've won.
You.
1 day passes. Now, I've spun it the last 2 days, and I've hit 1 day passes. Tomorrow's people might.
It.
I don't know. Maybe get Kim to spin tomorrow, or I could do it. Yeah, whatever.
Want to guess what my husband has found a savings on now?
I dare not guess anything that you all do. You codependent enablers who allow each other to play out these dramas in ways in which I couldn't survive. Not that I thought about that before I said it, but here we are next on Star 102.1. What has your husband done now to save money? I'm assuming that you must be talking about the fact that he like overbought forever stamps back in the day, knowing that it would save him money in the future.
Mm.
When it came to buying stamps.
He did do that.
Mm-hmm.
He did do that. We're out of those stamps now, by the way.
Oh, geez.
I know. Now we got to buy stamps.
How many actual letters are you sending?
Well, he didn't know. I mean, that was years ago, first of all. Years ago.
He just now ran out of them, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now my son has thank you notes and everything else he's sending out, so we're going to have to get more stamps, and I don't even know how much they cost now. But recently, he came home with bags of chicken, and I thought of your dad coming home with sneakers on a string, you know, like fish.
Yeah. He would go to Zares and bring home shoes for the family.
Yeah.
Like we were all going to wear the same shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He had our sizes down. He was proud. He held that thing up like, hey, look what I got. I got a string of fish.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, it was just a string of shoes. What did he bring
home? My husband came home with bags of chicken, like raw chicken.
Okay.
From the store.
Right.
2 5-pound bags. So 10 pounds of chicken in a bag. And I'm not talking about like the bags. Like
10 pounds of chicken. Hold on. 10 pounds of chicken, not a lot.
Well, because we eat a lot of chicken.
So then what's the big deal?
Well, it was in a bag. I mean, 5 pounds each of chicken.
Individually frozen.
It wasn't frozen. It was fresh. And he bought it. And I was like, well, I don't usually buy the bag chicken, honey, because usually I buy the meat.
What's the problem? Okay? What's the problem with the bag chicken?
Well, I didn't know because I don't usually buy it.
You didn't know what?
Well, I didn't know if it was good to buy because buy chicken see. And this chicken had, in a bag.
Wait,
When you buy chicken, normally it's in
What do you need? What do you need to see in the chicken?
I like to see the meat I'm buying because you know when you buy hamburger meat or when you buy steaks or when you buy or when you buy pork or whatever you buy, you know it's usually in the styrofoam.
I will see the bacon. I will want to see the bacon. I will want to see the marbling on the beef.
Yeah. I like to see the beef or meat or whatever.
I don't
I'm
need
buying.
To see the chicken.
I like to see the chicken I'm buying.
I don't think I need to see the pork loin. Either.
How do you buy your chicken?
Don't buy a lot of chicken. But when I do, I buy the chicken thighs, which are
that's what we get.
Yeah, that's what I get.
That's what I get.
Yeah,
we like the thighs. We eat a lot of chicken.
But what
thighs.
Do you need to see?
I just like to see it.
Because all you're seeing is skin on a chicken thigh, unless it's boneless or unless it's a boneless skinless chicken.
A lot
thigh.
Of times I get boneless skinless.
But chicken meat looks the same no matter what. There's no real.
I just like to see it.
Listen to me. There's no real difference.
Well,
in the chicken meat.
I like to
like,
see it.
Like there would be a difference between, let's say, a sirloin and a ribeye, and you went marbling and the versus, you know, a leaner meat. Chicken is chicken.
I like to see the chicken anyway.
Looks like chicken.
So he said,
looks like chicken.
Looks like chicken.
Looks like chicken. So what's the problem?
So he bought the bag chicken, and I said, well, I've never bought the bag chicken, but okay, if you say it's good, okay.
Watch this become an issue.
So, but here's what happened. So last night, you know, he made this chicken. He grilled it and he broiled some and he did all the things that he does with chicken.
He made 10 pounds of chicken last night?
Yeah, because we'll make it and then because we eat a lot of chicken. My son eats it for breakfast. You know, sometimes my husband eats it for lunch because he works from home.
Your husband?
And we'll eat it for dinner and we'll do different things.
Chicken for breakfast.
Sometimes because he'll go work out.
You know what that is, don't you?
What?
I believe that's
buffoonery.
No, it's not. He'll
chicken
eat
for
it.
Breakfast.
That's
and
too
so
early.
I'll go home sometimes and chop it up and put it on a salad, or we'll have it for dinner. We do different things. I'll make pasta with chicken. So anyway, we eat it a lot. I'll stop. So anyway, he grilled it and we freeze some of it. So as he's doing that, I go, well, what did you see any difference in this chicken from the other? And he goes, well, the only difference is the bag chicken. Sometimes the bones are, you know, some of the bones are broken. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, just every once in a while, there'll be a piece of it where the bone is broken. But that's not a big deal because we're eating it. You know, it doesn't matter. He goes, I would get other chicken if we're having people over for a cookout or something.
Improperly harvested chickens?
No,
is that the concern?
No.
And what do you mean we'd have other chicken for people if they came over?
We would get the chicken that I get that I can see.
So this is redneck chicken versus your fancy chicken?
I guess. I don't know.
If it has broken bones?
Not all of it. It's not like all of it.
Like if someone at the house that you invited over was eating the chicken and, it's a broken bone. What the hell? What kind of chicken you buying around this place?
I don't know.
Buffoonery.
But he said some of the bones are broken. He goes, but it was just like one piece out in each bag had a little bone broken or something. I said, well, that's not a big deal. But then he said something that really got me upset.
Familial drama?
No.
What?
Tiny little feather.
Oh.
Don't be bothered by the feather.
He found a tiny little feather.
You know what that means?
On a piece here and
chicken
there.
Chicken is real. When I find a beak in my chicken nuggets, I don't mind it.
Really?
No, I don't want a beak.
I don't mind it.
But he found tiny little feathers here and there. I never find feathers on my chicken.
When my daughter found a bone in the chicken nugget recently, I was happy for her.
No.
It's like, Dad, this is disgusting. I'm like, look, want the chicken bone every once in a while in the chicken nugget. It proves it's real chicken.
What if they're just dropping them in there to make you think it's real?
You think they're doing
surprised.
That? Okay, you didn't know Dick's Last Resort was a place that is rude.
No.
So we tamp it down a little bit.
Feather on the chicken can't be good.
It just means that you just missed one little, like a full feather or just a little itty bitty nub.
Just a little feather.
Yeah, a little feather.
That can't be good.
It's not a bad thing.
It's discount chicken.
Damn, she was avoiding discount chicken.
Yeah.
Now she's labeled a discount chicken. Ugh. If you're buying bagged chicken today, just know that Kim's looking down on you like she did her husband. My God. Is it weird that I had an issue, kind of, not an issue, but I was like, I had to stop and look at it and like, oh, I'm eating a chocolate chip cookie upside down. Are there foods that you avoid eating upside down? Remember when they said flip the burger upside down, like on your plate?
Uh-huh.
Because the bigger bun would be on the bottom. It would absorb most of the juices and make it last longer, the bottom bun.
I still can't do that.
I picked up a chocolate chip cookie, which obviously had a very obvious bottom and a very obvious top.
Because there's more chips and the cookie is flat on the bottom.
Right.
And it's rounded on top.
I bit into it and I'm like, that's weird. And I pulled my hand back and realized I'd put it to my mouth upside down and took a bite.
Okay.
And I made sure to flip the cookie over to eat it right side up. Is that weird?
No.
Are there foods that need to be eaten like you know, I mean, the Oreo you can eat either way. It's the same
because
on
it's
either,
the same on both sides.
Right. It'd be like, have you had a Moonshine Mountain chocolate chip cookie before that has like, yes, a big, it's like it's pregnant.
Yes.
Okay. It's like a big old belly on that.
That
thing
would be very weird to eat it upside down.
So if I put up as like a post tonight, are there foods that you avoid eating upside down? And I don't mean when you're like in your anti-gravity boots and hanging from the ceiling. Yeah. I mean,
you're not upside down. No, the food is upside down.
And no funny jokes about upside down pineapple cake.
Like a hot dog. You're not going to eat a hot dog upside down because everything would fall off of it.
Well, that's, I don't think that's my point. I think the point is, look, I could flip a chocolate chip cookie upside down and nothing's going to fall off.
Yeah. Well, some chips could if they put them on
pizza.
There
like, I don't mean pizza either. See, I don't know if this is a topic now, if that's our first response.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, some people are going to go there.
Somebody actually just texted in, pizza has to be eaten right side up.
See, I don't know if this is a topic or not.
It may go where you don't want it to go.
It's not that I don't want it to go, but if it's just if it's a ridiculous topic, you find out that you find that out in the comments. It was just like I put it in my I bit down. I'm like, oh, it's upside down. Like you'll all like.
How did you not know it was upside down?
Because I just grabbed it off of a tray. It was just a bunch of cookies. I grabbed it, and when I put it in my mouth, I bit down. I'm like, that's weird. And I looked at it, it was upside down. I'm like, oh, let me flip that thing over. I made sure to eat it correctly, like right side up. Like,
but
that's
the real
correct
question may be, do you not look at your food before you eat it?
I knew it was a plate of chocolate chip cookies. I knew when I grabbed it, I just grabbed it. I didn't think about it, and I may have looked away, but I
don't. So you don't look at your food before you eat it? I always look at my food before
I
eat it.
Yeah, you have to.
Is that how you found the feather on the chicken, of course, and that was just
too
much?
No, I didn't find it. He told me it was on it before he prepared it.
Bring me some chicken that has been fully dressed.
No, he found it.
I must not eat chicken. No broken bones in my chicken.
The broken bones.
I prefer my chickens free range.
No, I'm not that way. No, I'm not that way.
Why would you want to eat the free-range chicken?
The broken bone.
They're the one with a good life.
The broken bone did not bother me.
Don't eat the good life chicken. Eat the one that's in the back of the truck on the way on the highway.
Broken bones don't bother me.
They do.
But if I'd seen a feather on there, that would have bothered me. He's the one that said they have broken bones, some of them, and feathers.
She doesn't eat chicken out of a bag.
No, I do. The chicken was very good.
Bougie.
But when he
bougie.
No,
the bag chicken doesn't bother me. Okay. The feathers on the chicken bother
me. Is it a viable topic to put up? Are there foods you will avoid eating upside down? And I won't get a bunch of hot dog and pizza answers.
Well, that's just the first thing I thought of.
Well, you know, if anybody can ruin a bit.
Well, I'm not trying to ruin your bit.
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Give me.
More.
So we have discussed it in a viable topic will exist on our Facebook post a little bit later this morning after I grabbed up a chocolate chip cookie and I bit into it and was starting to chew it. And I started like my first bite. I realized, this thing's upside down. And it was. And I was like, that's weird. It was weird to put a chocolate chip cookie in my mouth upside down. So are there foods you won't eat upside down? Of course, the goofball known as Nicholas will find some way to make that your upside down, like in Australia, standing upside down in the bottom of the world or something, or he'll make some sort of, gravity joke or something.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening to the Mark and Kim Show podcast, and that'll be a topic that we'll have tomorrow morning, just after 7 o'clock here on the Mark and Kim Show, which is a radio show. If you're just finding this as a podcast, we are on the air every morning in major cities like Philadelphia, Dayton, Cleveland,
Paris.
Athens. Huh?
Paris.
No, we're not in Paris, dear. You
we're
say
not
that
in
every
Paris,
time.
Tennessee.
No, we're not. Do you
I
know
keep
how
trying
far
to get us there.
Do you know how, what?
I try, keep trying to get us there.
How often do you find yourself in Paris, Tennessee?
I don't, but I keep saying we're in Paris.
I'm making jokes about where we are. Of course, we're just a small little radio show in Knoxville, Tennessee, but we do broadcast to cities like Philadelphia, Tennessee, Cleveland, Tennessee, Dayton, Tennessee, which makes it sound like you're in all these different states. Oh, you must be syndicated. So no, we're not at all. I do that. I used to do that to get interviews. I've told you that before. I would sign the email about, hey, we need to get so-and-so on the air with us. We're on in Philly, Dayton, Cleveland. There's another one.
Bristol.
Athens. Huh?
Bristol.
But see, now Bristol's not a major city in America. Do you understand what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
By the way, we're barely heard in Bristol. But when I'm mentioning, Philadelphia, what's the first thought?
Pennsylvania.
Right. Massive city. Mm-hmm. Number 6 radio market in America. Cleveland, what do you think about first?
Ohio.
Right.
Bristol may be massive to him.
Pardon?
Bristol may be massive to him.
You know, he's a bit of a neck. You're right, as you like to call him.
It's Bristol, baby. That's right.
When everybody knows Dayton, Bristol. I'm thinking of Dayton, like Ohio. Pretty good size market. It's my little trick I would try to play on these public relations people trying to get interviews in front of as many people as they can. Oh, you're on in all those towns? Because I would do Philadelphia, Dayton, Cleveland, Knoxville, Tennessee. like it was all those cities and Knoxville, Tennessee. All over. But no, it was Philadelphia, Tennessee, you know, blah, blah, blah. So yes, how did we get here? What were we talking about? Getting us here to these cities.
You were talking about your upside down cookie.
Yes.
You were talking about Paris, Tennessee.
Right. You were talking about Paris, Tennessee, trying to think.
But that, you were naming that, the states or the places where we were, but I don't know why you were naming
getting
it.
An interview. How are we here? Should we stop the tape and go back so I can continue my thought process, or I can just move on to the segment that I was going to bring up in the podcast?
Let's just move on, because I'm not really sure how we got there, though.
Now you make me want to find out. Well, and we'll be right back. Let me pause the tape, everybody. Where is that thing? Here it is. All right, I'm going to pause. We're going to find out what the hell we were talking about. Aha! We were discussing that we're a radio show also, because we have found out that some people have found our podcast, and because we produce out all of the radio mentions, they don't know that we're necessarily a radio show. So that's what that was. That was pointing that out. And then, of course,
we're not just a podcast.
We're not just a podcast. We're a radio show as well. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting that some of our listenership is based on just they found the podcast. And
probably wondering, why do these people have a podcast?
Why does anybody have a podcast? Do you know how many?
True.
Do you know how many podcasts are out there versus the number of people making money on that podcast? The percentage of podcasts, and this is about 4 or 5 years ago, percentage of podcasts that actually earn income from the podcast. Do you want to know? It is less than 1%. It's about 0.6%. Excuse me, about 0.6%.
Really?
Because so many podcasts are published.
Hmm.
Now, I'm not talking about the big podcasts like Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I mean, that goes without saying, I think.
But. Yeah. I'm not saying, what I'm saying is at some point, everybody has put their voice up on a podcast trying to start a podcast, whether they continued on or whatever the case may be. 0.6% of all podcasts have ever earned any money. Our money comes from our salaries. We're salaried employees at a radio station and who do a morning show. That's what you hear most of the time. And then this last few minutes or so, 15, 20, 30 minutes or whatever, is what we record after the show. So I'm a little tutorial on who we are and what we're doing. And if you ever find yourself in Knoxville, Tennessee, or as Kim likes to say, Paris, because,
we're
not in Paris, Tennessee, and she's never been to Paris, Tennessee. We're not heard that far out. We have a pretty good signal, but certainly not as far as Paris, Tennessee. Nonetheless, thank you for listening. Are you, how often do you fly? When you take your trips on cruises, you usually drive in a caravan of 17 people down to Florida to then go on a cruise because you can't vacation by yourself. So
I think we're going to be flying this June.
To go where?
July. Because we'll have to leave from Fort Lauderdale, I believe.
So you're cruising again.
Mm-hmm.
Ever thought about branching out on your vacations and not cruising every single time?
Well, we don't every single time. But we like to cruise.
3 out of 4 times you'll cruise.
But we like to cruise.
75% of the vacations you take are cruises.
We like to cruise.
Is your favorite cruise line called Sardines?
No.
Sardines Cruise Line?
It is not.
Because you've been to those beaches before where 7,000 people have
but we opt out of the beaches most of the time.
Yeah, but do you opt out of the bitches, though? That's the question.
Oh, no, the main bitch is on the trip. That would be me.
Yes, that would be true. No, I wouldn't dare call you that.
I can call myself that.
I know that would be the end of my career.
Yeah.
As a broadcaster and a podcaster. Mm-hmm. When I don't get paid for. So when you fly, do you recline the seat?
Not generally.
When was the last time you flew?
Oh, it had to have been at least 3 or 4 years ago.
Did you recline the seat? Of course you did.
I don't remember. It's honestly. Your world. I slept.
It's Tyler's world, and we're all paying rent in it. Is what it, you slept? Was that because, let's say, you had been drugged again, and all of your money? And by the way, somebody did ask about that story you told yesterday. Why the F would you have $1,000 in cash in your pocket that was stolen from you when you were
exactly.
drugged, so to speak? And then all of your worldly possessions, including $1,000 in cash.
Just in your pocket.
Okay. Yeah. In your pocket. Now, when I was playing poker, and earning, because I was a really good tournament player and I was earning, like, every time I'd play, I'd earn something.
Mm-hmm. And you like to pull it out of your pocket, too. Well, you did.
I didn't like to pull it out. I would pull it out because it was uncomfortable, but I kept a big wad in my front pocket, and sometimes upwards of $3,000.
Ooh.
I know, but they're all hundreds, so it wasn't that thick.
Right.
What are you doing with $1,000 in your pocket to get stolen?
I don't know. Just stupid. I should have.
And I'll bet you flashed it.
No. I wouldn't flash it. No.
I will bet you that you pulled it out to pay for something like a drink.
Oh, yeah. I did that.
Well, then that's flashing.
What do you think that is then?
That's flashing. No. I thought you meant like, hey, look what I got.
No.
No, anytime you pull it out, it's flashing.
If you pull out a wad of money to pay, see, you don't think to maybe keep the 1,000 in your pocket on the right side, and then the left side put like 50, and then pull out the 20s and the 10.
I didn't think any of that, because to be honest, I shouldn't have had it on my person.
Why would you have $1,000 on your person?
I just didn't have it in the bank. That was it.
But why did you have it in your person? You should have.
Because he was being paid. Obviously, paid it 2 weeks or a month or whatever, and he probably just cashed his paycheck, put it in his pocket. Remember that guy I told you I used to work with? That old man would carry around $3,000 and $4,000 in 2 or 3 uncashed paychecks in his front pocket. We used to roll his ass just for fun. We'd knock his ass down.
And that's his friends.
Oh, they're just goofing. Nobody ever stole his money, but it was always fun and funny to knock
for
Jack.
For you all, maybe not
Jack.
Him.
It was fun for Jack, you know. Wow. He didn't mind it so much.
So much.
So, you're trying to be Mr. Joe Cool.
Partially, yeah,
wand.
But...
Then you deserve to have it taken.
No, it was...
The only person that would have taken my flash roll is Kim, because she's the only one where it would come out and sit on the counter here because I didn't want it in my pocket the whole morning.
Uh-huh. Nobody deserves to have their money
they
taken
absolutely
away.
Do.
No, they don't. If I had taken your money, you wouldn't say, well, you know what,
you'd
deserve
have to roll
have
me for my
away.
Money, and we know better than that.
Well, but the thing is, you wouldn't have said... You know, I deserve to have my money taken because I laid it out here on the counter.
I wouldn't flash it in an inappropriate place like a bar or a nightclub. Pulling it out here and putting it on the counter just to try to get you turned on is another thing. Or it's just too, you know, so I would have it in my pocket from the night before when sometimes, and I don't know if I ever told you this, there were times, I think I did tell you this, I'd played poker late enough that I would come straight in from the poker to the show. Mm-hmm. Those were not good mornings for me.
Oh.
Nonetheless, you deserve what you got.
The car stolen, all that, like
everything.
See, no, really. Nobody
just
deserves
based off
that.
Me carrying cash
and flashing it in a bar and a nightclub. Yes, and you should have had your kidney stolen too while they were at it.
They may have.
Back to the air.
They may have. I think you would know that.
Him? You'd be surprised what he does.
What's the score
on
my
back here?
What do you mean I had a lobotomy?
What's this hole?
What do you mean I had a lobotomy? What's that all about?
No, nobody deserves that.
I disagree with you.
Well, you can disagree, but...
Well, thank you for
nobody
that.
Deserves that.
I love that I've been told that I can disagree. Sounds like Twitter, back in the old censorship days. So, back to the airplane, so I haven't forgotten what we were talking about. So, you will recline.
Is reclining really like reclining, though? I mean,
it's 2 or 3 inches, but it does impinge.
It does. That's the reason I don't do it.
Infringe, I think both. In the person behind you.
It does.
Airlines are ending the era of the reclining airline seat. Being phased out.
Now, it'll take forever for them to phase it out.
Don't say that, because these chairs need to be replaced anyway.
Well, they do, but so many of the planes are, 30 years old to begin with.
They are. Did you know that, by the way?
That some of these planes are 30 years old?
Or older.
No. They can be older.
Yeah.
I prefer the older ones. These new Boeing 737 Maxes are falling apart in the sky.
Yeah, they're not going so well.
I think I prefer like the old DC-9s and the L-1011s from Lockheed and stuff like that. These Boeing planes that give me the creeps. But an airline expert says the reclining seat on airplane is in the process of being phased out for good for at least economy class. Multiple reasons. The main ones, seats that don't recline are lighter, which keeps fuel costs down. They don't need mechanical parts, which means less maintenance. And as somebody that was on planes, for Piedmont Airlines all the time, cleaning them and having to move the seats back into position, there were plenty of times that, in fact, those seats were broken. There were plenty of those seats that were broken and could not be pulled back into position. And that meant that they had to come on and fix the thing. So I could see it being cheaper. Reclining seats also spark a lot of issues with passengers and flight attendants, including spilled drinks, damaged electronics. Some say this could be a blessing in disguise. The movement has already started. Budget airlines have planes with upright pre-reclined seats, and newer planes have reduced the average recline from the old standard of 4 inches to just 2. So size matters. Even if this does end up happening, there are no immediate plans to nix reclining seats on all existing planes. Oh, it'll happen because the people behind you can't handle it. And I don't like it myself, which means if they recline, I have to recline, and I hate to recline on the people behind me.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like a domino effect.
It's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
One falls and the other.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like standing up at a concert. One person stands up, then everybody has to stand up because they're.
Because you can't see.
Right. And there's a whole, I prefer the sit-down shows now, I'm a little older, There's a sit down show coming to Knoxville. I can't think of the name off the bat, but I said to my wife,
a sit down show.
Well, you know, but then there's always one asshole that stands up during, you know, Michael McDonald. You know, formerly of the
Who's doing
brothers.
That?
There's not
you
one
know?
Michael McDonald.
There was some
song.
Dumb bitch who was standing right in front of me.
Yeah. Oh, I remember you talking about this.
I shouldn't refer to my wife that way.
Oh.
I'm kidding. And I don't mean bitch in the bad way. She was standing up and you know, hand back and forth for Yamo be there. You know?
Oh, God.
I'm like, lady, sit down. Nobody else is standing up. Yamo be
She was
there.
Feeling it.
You know, she was doing the James Ingram part scene. She's dead now. And he's handling the mic. If Michael McDonald does not stand up during the concert, then you should not.
So even
stand
he was
up.
Sitting no. on a stool right. or something.
Who else? Who else coming to town?
If the artist is sitting.
I said to my wife, "That's a sit down show.
We can go to that." That's what he's saying.
I like a good sit down show.
Oh my god!
I can
gosh.
Dance in my seat. You know, you can move in your seat without having to get up.
Yeah.
A lot of suspect hips in those crowds. That you have to. You know, I don't have a suspect.
So do they
hip,
break but, a hip and fall? That's when that starts happening. They don't fall and break a hip. They break a hip and fall.
That's when
that
you're
is a thing.
I think you're really old before that happens.
That is
I think
a thing.
That's a real old thing. But nonetheless, my wife, the last time she reclined, I hadn't done it since. She reclined in some party. Somebody just started bang, bang, bang. Oh. Her chair. I mean, I'm like,
and
I got.
There's no sense in
this
that.
This old Lithuanian chick. I'm like, what the. What are you doing? She's like, oh, what are you doing? Some language. I'm like, oh my God. And I had to call the flight attendant over. I'm like, my wife can recline. And every time she does, this woman is banging the seat. And then she said something to her. And the woman screamed at her in Latvian or something.
Oh God.
And it was horrible. So we just decided not to recline. And have you seen the next thing? And I think this is all fake. Anytime you catch this online, somebody in front of you either throws their hair
or their coat.
A lot of that's fake.
Yeah.
Over the back of the seat. So it's blocking like your seat.
Yeah.
So the picture, the screen. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Or it's literally just in your area.
Yeah.
Those are fake. Because nobody is that clueless.
Hair issues really get to him. Well,
the ones where they stick the gum in the hair, they'll cut off a little piece of it and they'll do all this extra stuff. A lot of that's fake.
Just call, it's all fake. Just call a flight attendant and say, is this proper? And then they will fix it. And then it becomes a thing when they start freaking out. Then it's off of you.
Because
when they're freaking out, they can't keep their hair back over your seat.
Yeah.
And then they end up getting thrown off the plane. Granted, you have to deplane. But, you know.
Because if they throw one person off, everybody has to get off.
Not always, but sometimes they do.
It seems like it is.
It does seem like sometimes that's the case, but sometimes they just take them off. There's plenty of videos where people cheering as they're being taken off. Other times, they make everybody deplane. I don't know if it's
I never understood that.
I don't get it either. Nonetheless, don't put your hair, don't put your coat over the back of the seat. That seat is your little area from the neck and your head where it meets the back
your
of the
side of the seat, not the backside.
It's like airspace. You have barely airspace, but nothing behind you. And so, yes, eventually airplane seats will be non-reclined.
They barely recline.
Isn't that
anyway.
The truth on those beaches you go to on cruises that the lounge chairs on the beach can't recline either because
not
you
true.
Might be in somebody else's
not
shadow?
Not true. Not true.
Because I think you all have to sit Indian style
not
over there, single file Indian style. Like
not
used to
true.
Call
all those
the
people.
There's no crisscross applesauce. No, not true.
Okay, everybody turn to the left so we can all get sun on this side of our body.
Not true.
You all roll in unison on your
not true.
So because if one person rolls over, you're in somebody else's space.
It's a domino
over,
effect.
Roll
Why don't you just try
over.
To go to like a resort that doesn't have 7,000 people
you know, we've done
all
that too,
trapped on it?
No, we're not. No, it's not. Well,
and didn't you bring COVID back last time?
Pardon?
Didn't you bring COVID back last time?
I did.
From a cruise ship.
I did. But nobody else in our group did. No, I don't think I got it on the trip, though. Nobody else in our group had it.
You know that's a floating Petri dish.
I know it is. It can be,
yes. So you get everything.
But no one else in our group got it, so.
Except
you? I don't think I got it there. Yeah, I was the one.
And me.
Typhoid Kim.
Yeah, and Tyler. But I think you had it before I did.
Oh, no. See, this is where she sloughs off. She tries to take less responsibility.
No, I'm not.
You brought COVID to this show.
I brought COVID in here,
yes. And you gave it to him, and I can say this, I've never tested positive for COVID.
Because you won't test.
Because I won't test.
Well,
the only time I did test, I tested negative. When I think I had COVID, I didn't test.
But you lost your sense of smell and you were even bringing stuff over here to me. What, you know, like we didn't know what you were doing.
I was scamming you.
Put stuff in my nose
that
and
was
I was
all
like,
part
yes,
of,
that's lavender.
That was
this
all
is
part of a prank.
Yeah, right.
I was pranking you.
He wanted to see if he could smell and he couldn't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We knew exactly what he was doing.
All right. So thanks for listening to this podcast. It is, of course,
it's
a radio
nonsense.
Show. You're nonsense. Get it? Nonsense. You can't smell it against. Well, you started it. You started it. like she does everything else. You should hear the radio show. Well, you do if you've listened to the podcast.
If you've listened to the first part,
you see that
you
she starts everything. And we're done for the day. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, and goodbye, everybody.